thank you all, first of all, for being on the call. This is the Indiana Caucus of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, and we are happy to have everyone on the call. I hope everybody's been enjoying convention. It was slightly different, but yet I think it's working out really well, and we can hear comments from you guys later about it if you like. But I just think it's turning out to be a wonderful convention. As everybody knows, we have over 7,200 people that are registered. We also have another couple thousand that is online, and on stream and on our newsline and those platforms. So we have close to 9,000 people so far. So we're looking real good around the world. I want to let everybody know that the state affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind for the new people has been around since the 50s, 1954 to be exact. We had a history call that was really interesting. And for all of the new people, we have chapters in your different areas. And if there's not one in your area, we would love to help start one in your area. And you just have to let us know. We have a group set up to do chapter development, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk about PAC plan, and we'll talk about Newsline and everything else that's going on here in the state of Indiana. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is after this convention, we are going to have a state board meeting, and I believe it's set up for, did I say the week after convention? I believe I did, the end of July, but if that doesn't work out, we'll figure it out. We'll put it out, have Mike put it out. But it'll be a Zoom call like this one, and we're going to talk about our state convention. We're going to talk about, what we're trying to do at our state convention, and whether it be virtual or whether it be in person. Right now, I would love for Tammy Hollingsworth, she's our state convention coordinator, to unmute herself and give us more details on the in-person one, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about the virtual if it comes to that. Tammy?
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, Tammy.
Okay. Okay. All right. So if we are able to have an in-person convention, which, if we do it in October, we are looking at October 16, 17, 18, but it's going to really depend a lot. Sorry, I'm in the kitten room. It's going to depend a lot on whether or not we're able to even get the venue. And there's just a lot to the personal in-person one. So really, as far as the in-person goes, what I would say at this point is to be sure to keep an eye on our listserv. And if you're not on the listserv, you're going to want to get on it in order to know exactly what is going on with the upcoming convention. Right now, it is planned for that weekend in October, the 16th, 17th, 18th, but it may have to be a virtual convention. I hope that's helpful. I don't have a lot more information than that because of not having a certainty of what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tammy. Okay. So last night I told them the 9th, 10th, and 11th. I guess we were looking at both weekends, the second and the third weekend. But nevertheless, it'll be one of those in weekends. And if it's in person, it will be at the Embassy Suites North here in Indianapolis, Indiana, on the north side of town. More than likely, as things are progressing now, it's probably going to be a virtual convention. We have not been assigned a national rep yet, and we have to put together some things for a virtual convention. We'll talk about all of this at our state board meeting, and all of you are welcome to come on to the call. It will be posted on the listserv when the state board meeting is. It may be next weekend, and then again, it may not be. I'm thinking it might have to end up being the first weekend in August. But nevertheless, we'll let you guys know for sure. Because we have to get a lot of information now from nationals as to what they want us to do, one about voting, two about our national rep and all of those things. So we'll work it all out virtually, and we'll let you guys know. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the if you guys are new and you want to join the state affiliate, is Micah on the call? Sure. Okay.
Yes.
If she is, Micah. Okay.
Oh, Micah. I don't see her. She may be okay. There. I don't see her.
All right. Micah is our state treasurer, Micah Ball. Her name is Micah Ball, and she's our state treasurer. And if some of you guys want to join that are not members, you can send email to me or to Micah, and I'll put our information out there to where you can pay your $5 and join our affiliate if you don't have a chapter in your area. We also would like you to know that it's only $5 a year to join, and that we would love to have you and help you to start a chapter in your area if it's not one there. We are trying to grow our affiliate. We love for all the new people that want to be in our affiliate to come on and join us to help us further the cause of the blind in this, here in the state of Indiana. And it would just be a great opportunity to have you guys work alongside of us. The other thing that I want to let everybody know is about chapter meetings. And I know that we have chapter presidents on here. So what I'm going to do is, let's see, Tony Schnurr is on here for, since Michael's not here. Tony, I would like you to unmute and tell about when the Indianapolis chapter meet. And then after Tony gets done, I would like Lee Martin to tell about when the Circle City chapter meets, and also Kane and Mamie. All right, in that order. Okay, so Tony, can you unmute?
Yes, I just unmuted. The Indianapolis chapter meets the second Saturday of each month, and currently, at this time, we are doing those meetings virtually via Zoom. We generally meet from 10 to noon on that Saturday. That's the second Saturday of the month. So we were prior to this COVID-19 stuff, we were meeting downtown at the Transit Center. And that could happen in the future at some point, but I don't see that for a while. I would project that we are going to be doing Zoom meetings for the foreseeable future. And if you're a member of the Indianapolis chapter, we have our own listserv, where I announce those Zoom meetings. And of course, anyone's welcome. So if you know somebody, if you're a member of the chapter, you know somebody who wants to go, you can share that link with a person that is a new person who would like to come to the chapter, or contact one of us and, we could forward you the link, because we usually put that out the week before, sometime within the week. I usually put it out a couple times, including right before the meeting on Friday evening.
Tony, while you have the floor and you are the state moderator of our statewide listserv, can you give people information on that as well?
Yes, we do have a statewide listserv as well. And this is for anybody who's a member of the affiliate. And it's open to anyone. We are always looking for welcoming new members. So there could be a few folks on here who registered who are not actual members of the affiliate yet. And as Ron was talking about how, you could become a member at large if you're not close to a chapter, then I would receive your email address and send you instructions on joining the listserv. And all this listserv is really, it's like a group email system that lets you, at any time somebody has an announcement, if you post a message to this group, everybody in the affiliate gets a copy of your email. And if you respond, everyone sees your response. So it's a tool just for letting folks in our affiliate communicate with one another, things that are NFB related. Sometimes we have forward posts that are from national, and you'll get communication about the upcoming state convention, as we get closer and decide whether it's going to be in person or virtual and the details all involved. So it's a good way to stay informed.
Good deal. All right. Thanks, Tony. Next up, Lee Martin at the Circle City Chapter President.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This The Circle City chapter, we meet the second Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to noon. We normally meet at 3737 North Meridian Street on the second floor conference room. Due to COVID-19, we also have been holding our meetings via conference call phone meeting. And we sent out our announcement along with the agenda to each of the members so that they will have the agenda, and we go by that for our meetings. Let's see, what else do we do there? I think that's the information that you requested, right, Ryan?
Yes. While you have the floor, I would like you to talk about Newsline, and for the new people that are not on it here, and give them a little idea of what that's all about.
Okay. The National Federation of the Blind has a service called the National Federation of the Blind Newsline, which is a free audio information service. This allows individuals to access over 500 newspapers and publications. Right now, we have a little over 100 magazines now, and we're continuing to grow with those. And Susan, I'm still trying to push yours. And you can request magazines and newspapers, and as if they can get them on there, they will, but they have hundreds and hundreds of requests from all over the country. In Indiana, we have 18 publications. You can read your newspapers throughout the state and most of your local newspapers. This upcoming year, 2021, we'll be going back down to the state legislature and trusting that the funding will still be adequate enough with everything that's going on throughout the state. And we're trusting that it will be. If you want to sign up for the newspaper, NFB Newsline, you can go to our website, which is nfbnewsline-in.org. You can also email me. My email is out there, but you can also give me a phone call. My phone number is out there as well. So it's a great service. You can use your landline phone. You can use your computer. Also, your Victor Reader streams. We have a new mobile app 3.0 that's getting ready to roll out. It's still in beta testing. So there's a number of ways that you can access it. And one of the newest ways is through the Amazon Alexa. So there's a lot of ways to do that. I want to thank Michael Loft while we're on here for doing the Newsline website and keeping it up. And while I'm talking about the website, I still need to get several of the chapter presidents information as to where you're meeting and your information to put up on our state information channel. So that's that. And you want me to go ahead and talk about the chapter president thing that we spoke about, Ryan?
I think we're going to wait till the board meeting, Lee, and talk
okay.
about it so we can
okay.
Pass it as a board. I don't think all the board members are on here. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lee. That was good. Did you want to leave your number, or you want them?
I'll go ahead and leave my number. If those are you, I'll give you a half a second. Okay. My phone number is 317-709-7747. Once again, that's 317-709-7747. And I might add that we are looking for some ideas for commercials, and we're also looking for some ideas for funds for the contribution from the NFB Newsline Indiana to our state convention. So if you have any ideas or on how we can generate some funds through the NFB Newsline, give me a call.
All righty. And before we move to Kane, Tony, did you want to leave the phone number for the Indianapolis chapter for people to get in touch with you if they want to join? Or do you want me to give out I'll let you give it out because I don't know which number you want to give.
Yeah, I'll give out our home phone number we have. I'll give that out. It's area code 317-322-0901. Oh, it's 317-322-0901.
Excellent. All right. So if you can get in touch with each one of these chapter presidents, that would be great if you want to join either of those chapters. Next up is Kane Brolin, and Kane is from South Bend area, and he's going to give you when he meets and the times and where and all of that because of his number.
Okay. The chapter, thank you, Ron, President Ron. Michiana is the name of the chapter. It's named after the region that we live in. on the border of Indiana and Michigan. That is spelled M-I-C-H-I-A-N-A. The Michiana chapter of the NFB meets generally on the first Saturday of every month. We have been true to that schedule. April, May, June, July were Zoom encounters. August figures to be the same. We do have some health compromised people, but what that's also done is we built in Zoom that gives us some people a chance to join us who come from a longer distance away. Corey Wills was a guest at one of our meetings here a couple of months ago. So the next one is going to be 10 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday, should be August the 1st, if I have that correct. So it would be the first Saturday and the first day in August, 10, usually till about 11:30 or noon we go. It doesn't really necessarily work out to play Mr. Riccobono's presidential release at that meeting while we're trying to converse at the same time, but we link everybody on the call to different resources they need to be listening to and watching for in between times as well. My phone number is 574-386-8868. That's the best one to reach me about Federation business, and thank you for the floor, President Ron.
Thank you. All right. All right. Up next, Mamie Mason is from the Northwest chapter in the Gary, Merrillville area up there. And Mamie, you want to give us the information when you guys meet, and your phone number to reach you?
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Patricia, and I'll be speaking on behalf of my mom. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Our chapter, we meet every second Saturday from 10 to 12 p.m., and we are virtual. Our meeting is very virtual. Virtual. Am I saying, where are you, virtual?
Virtual, yep, you're good.
Thank you.
And what's your phone number, and where do you meet? Are you doing it all virtual, you say? So what's your phone number to meet if people want to call you and join?
Our phone number is area code 219-885-1553. The number again is 219-885-1553.
Excellent. All righty. Did I miss anybody? Chapter wise, President. Let's see. We don't have.
Mr. President.
We got everybody. Mike.
We do have one person who's registered on a statewide level, and she'd commented that she had never received her coin, and so maybe we can address that in a board meeting or something and get in the statewide.
Oh, yeah. Let me say a little bit about that right now, Mike. Thank you for that. Have you guys, those who have signed up with the state, have you guys sent your names in to national headquarters as far as, well, let's see. Let me backtrack. Chapter development. That would be Tammy, Corey, and have you guys got any list of names of the people who are joining via the state? Got any list of names? Because what they're doing now, and you guys can unmute if you want and talk about it, but what they're doing now is every chapter president sends the list of names in to nationals. And then nationals will send you a membership packet out, a new membership packet. And in that new membership packet will be your coin and some information about our organization and how, you know, all kinds of information about our organization. It's what we call onboarding. Onboarding is just to bring you on, connect you with the right people in the state affiliate and welcome you to the organization. And your coin is in that packet. So if you haven't got that, if you haven't got that, let me give you guys my phone number and email. And or if Tammy or Corey is doing this, I won't have to give it to y'all. I'll just refer you to them. Are you guys unmuted? Anybody?
Mr. President?
Yes.
This is Abby Fleener, and I am one of the people that joined, and I joined via the national link.
Okay.
And I paid, well, when I joined, I've been a member now. This is going on almost my second year of membership. And I just sent the payment to National.
I paid
it with my debit card on the site. Yeah. And then, so I received their national emails, but I've never been associated with
Indiana.
The actual affiliate until recently. But I'm still not, I didn't receive any welcome or, you know, anything like that.
Anything
Mr. President.
Okay, hang on. Abby, they're going through the state affiliates for that. So you paid over a year or so ago to the Nationals and you've never received anything.
I paid in September.
What I'm going to have to do is get your name and number. And what you have done is basically join the national organization of the National Federation of the Blind. So you haven't actually joined the affiliate. And this affiliate is probably the way you should have came through the organization. And I'm not sure if anybody told you that. But we'll get you taken care of, and we'll get you through the proper channels, and then have them send you an onboarding.
Mr. President, this is Tammy.
There you go.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. What we do have a membership development committee, chapter development committee, and we haven't met a lot recently because of COVID-19 and because a lot of the chapters are doing what they're doing virtually. But this is a perfect opportunity for me to share what we are thinking of doing and what we can encourage you to do. So the chapter development committee works on developing new chapters. We also work on shoring out current chapters. If you are an individual who lives in a city where a chapter is located, then you're going to want to make contact with that chapter in your area to be connected with them. So in your case, Abby, I'm not sure if you live in Indianapolis, but if you live outside of Indianapolis, I'll get to that in a moment. But if you live inside of Indianapolis, for example, there are two chapter options which were shared earlier. So certainly you could contact either of those chapters, visit both of them, and perhaps get involved in them. In other locations around the state, as we had the chapters introduce themselves, we do have chapters. But maybe you find yourself in an area of the state where you are not served by a chapter. So right now, what we tried to start a chapter at large, or sorry, an at-large chapter, which basically would encompass anyone who lives geographically in an area where there is not a local chapter. So we want to encourage you to participate in the actual currently existing chapters if you live in that area. But if you don't, then we're trying to encourage you to, you know, we would encourage you to be a member of the at-large chapter. So we tried to start that. We had a couple of phone calls, but it kind of fizzled a little bit. So probably the most important thing to do if you are interested in an at-large chapter and would like to be involved in that is to contact me. The best way to do it is by phone. You don't have to call me. You can text me. My phone number is 317-691-1287, 317-691-1287. Or I highly encourage you to contact Tony Schnur and get yourself onto our Indiana listserv, especially if you are a new member. Tony is going to make sure you would be able to access that, because then you're going to be able to find out about what our state is up to. We do have a couple of chapters that are trying to get started and started out in this COVID era. There is a Lafayette chapter that's just sort of a baby. So it's kind of getting started. And we have had some flickering interest in starting something in Evansville, which is really exciting. So if you live in either of those areas, you definitely want to reach out to us so that we can connect you, because those chapters are really fledgling. Also, up in Fort Wayne, we started a chapter last year, and because of circumstances beyond anyone's control, that chapter kind of has decreased. But we do have a very interested member up there who wants to revitalize that chapter when there's enough people interested. So if you live in the Fort Wayne area, let us know. Let me know. And so that we can get you started. Mr. President, we have not been receiving, to my knowledge, any kind of list of members that, you know, are just out there signing up. So I'm not sure sure where that is. If we're, maybe we're getting it and I'm missing it, that's totally possible. Okay. So yeah, just
check with Katie too.
Yeah. Also, I want, since I'm on the floor, to thank the committee that has been helping with this. Katie Shelton and Corey Wills and Christopher Meyer. Thank you to all you guys for getting things started. And we usually, our usual meeting night is on the first Sunday of every month at 7 p.m. We usually meet at 7 on the Eastern time. I'll say that because we do have those little pockets of Indiana that's on Central. Eastern time, first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. We haven't really met recently because there wasn't a whole lot we felt we could do. However, Mr. Meyer, he caught something that I almost missed last night. I did hear it, but it didn't register in my brain. And he texted me and said, did you hear what Virginia's doing? And I'm like, oh, I did hear that. And then it clicked together. And so we are investigating. Virginia is doing some kind of a chapter. Okay, maybe Chris should speak on this, but a chapter.
Chapter Development Institute.
Thank you. That's the words I'm looking for. Chapter Development Institute. And that is something that we may be able to tag on to, maybe use in our state convention to encourage people to belong to new chapters. But this is a time, you know, we are virtual and it is kind of, but in a way, it's the best time to reach out, you know, to people who otherwise wouldn't be involved in our organization at all. So if you know someone who's blind, tell them to jump on to some of these virtual meetings so that they can learn about the local chapter in their area, or just so that they can learn about the NFB affiliate as a whole. And so that's basically what I've got.
Mr. President.
Okay. So, Amy, Abby, I'm sorry. Would then, Tammy, would you want to onboard Amy then, Abby, and take care of her her needs? Because she says she joined through National.
I mean, I would be happy to do that. I just don't know. I was at the chapter development meeting partially the other day, so I missed all about the onboarding. I don't know that I've educated myself on that, so but I will do my best to get her connected up.
I can take care of that.
Enrique. Yes, I just wanted to add to the onboarding process. What they're doing now is that there is a membership registration page that you would enter new members information in. Now, they were having problems with it when they first rolled it out last fall. They seem to have corrected that problem earlier this year. So I think part of the reason Abby hasn't received her packet is because of that problem they were having. A number of folks did not receive it because of that. So what you can do is just check with membership at nfb.org, I believe it is, to see if they have her listed. If they don't, then you can go in and register her on that page again. If she is there, what they're asking is that they go through the affiliate president to get it straightened out.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Who else was speaking? Thanks, Enrique.
Mr. President.
Who is that, Joe?
Joe. Abby, Joe? You have access to my phone number. Give me a call if you need any information or any help, and I'll be willing to help you.
Okay, well.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, but I'm going to take care of it, so we're good. Anybody else? Lee, were you trying to get in there?
Mr. President.
No,
Pam?
Yeah, I was just kind of going to explain the same thing that Enrique did, but I have Abby's information. What I didn't know is that she paid dues to anybody, so I didn't know if we... This has been kind of confusing. I think they tried to get it going, and I've got some people that paid our chapter dues, and then they aren't on the list because the list got redone, and so it's been kind of a confusing mess, but I just want us to make sure we have the same... whoever's going to do it would let us know so we have the right names on the right thing, because it's been really tough even with the voting and everything else. So hopefully it'll get all worked out, guys. Hang in there. I did want Abby, though I did get her information. I can email it to you, Ron, you can take care of it. Okay.
Okay. We'll do that. I knew we had a list, and I knew we had people that we've sent in a couple of times. How many times, Ben? About 4 or 5 times now. Anyway, things got hectic, but we've gotten it straight, we think. And if you're on that list, Abby, we'll take care of you. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who else is, let's see. Is Lafayette on the line? Lafayette's not on the line. Any representation from Lafayette? Okay. Tammy mentioned our newest chapter. Dennis Manning is the chapter president in Lafayette. And he's not on the line to give his information as to when they meet. But if anybody that's in the Lafayette area that is on this line, if you contact me, I'll give you the chapter president's information so that you can. I don't have it right here at my fingertips, so I'll give it right now. But I will give it to you, email it to you. And if you want to be in touch with Dennis Manning, you can. He's the newest chapter president in Lafayette. Okay. Any other questions about that kind of stuff before we move on?
Mr. President, it's Michael Loff.
Mike.
I just wanted to quickly mention that someone had mentioned the president's message, that one easy way to get that, it's right on the front page of the Indiana website at nfb-in.org. And that way you can just click right on it, the latest president's message, and then play it for your chapter, if that helps anyone.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Mike. All right. We're going to move on because we got lots of stuff to do here later today. The general session starts at 1:30. Yes?
Mr. President? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Pam?
Jones.
Oh, Susan on the floor first. I'm sorry.
Okay. Susan?
Okay. So I have a situation because I'm on my neighborhood board, and we meet the second Saturday of the month, not because I chose it. I can't make either chapter in Indianapolis, so it seems like it's maybe a little counterproductive for both of them to meet at the same time. So just a thought, just putting that out there, and I guess I'm going to have to join the at-large chapter. So.
Yeah. All right. These chapter presidents have heard you, and if they choose to change, they will, I guess. And we hate that you can't be at an in-person meeting or a virtual meeting of one of those, Susan. But we can definitely get you on with Tammy's group, the at-large group. And now, Tammy, that things are virtual, one of the things you can, Tammy, now, Susan, that things are virtual, what you can do is get recordings of their meetings if you choose one or the other, and I'm sure they would mind sharing it. You just have to, talk to the chapter president which one you want to go with. Pam, let me call on you before.
I was just going to give Dennis's phone number. I have it if you want
you
me to
okay,
give
great.
That out. Yeah.
Yes,
Dennis's
ma'am.
Number is 765-714-4002. It's 765-714-4002.
And I can tell you guys that they have been meeting. They've been meeting virtually or via conference call, and they've been meeting the third weekend of the month. And they have a good group. They have been meeting. I've been on some of their calls, a couple of them right now, and I think Corey Wills from Chapter Development has been on them as well. So, give them a call if you guys are interested in Lafayette. All right, we're going to move on now to get a report from our PAC chair, our newest PAC chair in Indiana. His name is Chris Meyer, and we're going to get a report from him.
All right. Thanks, President Brown. I'm happy to be the new PAC chair for Indiana. I do not have the introductory Atari music to play for you like Scott LaBar would have it, but I am happy to bring the PAC. So what is PAC? I guess we have to think about muting. I was going to have us maybe do a little like a trivia question or two, just on the PAC. I don't know if we have it. Are we doing any door prizes for this or no?
I don't have any door prizes. I thought you might have some. If you don't, I can donate something. How about it?
Well, we had those. I think it's fine. We'll just do it as trivia. I think it's fun that way. So if anybody wants to unmute yourself and take a wild guess, what rank do you think Indiana is in the 52 affiliates in terms of its PAC giving? Where do you guys think we land?
35.
Very close.
34.
Not as close.
Ah.
36.
That's right. Ding, 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 ding. Ah. So we are currently at 36th place. We were in 37th just a couple weeks ago, but see ya, Oklahoma. We picked up a bit more money than they did in the last month. So this really is a friendly competition among the affiliates and I guess the divisions. So PAC is pre-authorized contribution, and it is a monthly withdrawal from your bank account, your checking, savings, or your credit card, or debit card into the National Treasury of the National Federation of the Blind. And the kinds of programs that goes toward include the legal funds, the advocacy work that we do, the education programs, really it's across the board. In the words of the National PAC Chair, Scott LaBarre, the PAC Fund is a gem for the future growth of the organized blind movement. It's a way just to be more, I think, more committed, more invested in the Federation. Some exciting things for the PAC Fund, which you've probably already heard, or the PAC plan, are that there is a new online pledging website where you can pledge as a new donor or as an existing donor. You can increase your pledge on that webpage. And that website is www.nfb.org/PAC, P-A-C. All right, let's do another trivia question. This one was mentioned by President LaBarre or Chair LaBarre. So what year was the PAC started? This came up in a general session.
1976.
Enrique's got it. Was that Enrique?
Good job, Enrique. I think it was.
Yes, it was.
Guys, say your names too. With you,
that's good.
So we can know who you are. Like,
that was really good. So the PAC has actually been doing pretty well overall. Indiana being in 36th place, I think that we are we're right in the middle of the PAC, pun intended. And what I think would be really neat is if we as an affiliate tried to shoot for $100 increase. Starting out with a $100 increase in our PAC pledges for during this convention. I know we don't have a lot more time. We only have two more days. But if you go to nfb.org/PAC, you'll find it's a really easy website to fill out. One quick thing I wanted to mention. The state currently ahead of us in rankings is New Hampshire. They have brought in only $100, less than $100 more than us in the year to date. So if it gives us some motivation, let's try to take down New Hampshire. And I really want us to shoot for taking down Kentucky at rank number 31, because I think it's always fun to try to pick on Kentucky as good Hoosiers. All right. Yeah. So I'll wrap up here. So wrapping up, the minimum contribution you can give is $5, and there's no maximum. So giveaway. I gave on the website this morning, and I'm helping us towards that $100 increase in our monthly giving. When you give or when you pledge, because I trust that we've got some eager donors out there. When you do that, you will receive a call back. Let me make sure I get this right. Okay, I'm sorry, I got this wrong. So there's a phone number that you can call if you have any trouble with the website. And that phone number is, Scott has mentioned this multiple times, 1-877-NFB, the number 2, PAC. And that number for you is 1-877-632-2722. So it's 1-877-632-2722. And that number is a number you can call if you have any trouble with the website. So go to the website, try to either become a new donor or increase your giving. And if you have any trouble, you can give that phone number a call. Let me see if there's anything else I had here, President Brown, and then I'll be done. The most important thing to know is, or in terms of the website, is that there is a form on there that asks you to, there are two different spots where you could put in your affiliate. There's one combo box that it says very clearly, if you're not donating on behalf of the affiliate, don't fill out this box. And that is what you need to know. Don't fill out the first affiliate combo box unless our affiliate wants to make a decision to donate to the PAC as an affiliate. We could do that, but that's a separate item. So just don't fill out on that online form. Do not fill out the first part, which is saying affiliate to be credited. And then underneath, you'll see the affiliate that you, where you actually put your affiliate as Indiana. It will be self-explanatory when you get there, but that's just one quick tip for you. That is it for me, President Brown, unless you have any questions.
Question, Lee.
Yes.
Oh, Lee.
Good report. I wanted to know about the chapters themselves donating to the PAC plan. I know Indianapolis does, as well as Circle City chapter does. Are you available to talk about that?
I don't know what other chapters are donating to the PAC plan. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I'm not sure. I think, and I'll check on it with you, Chris, to see if we can get a breakout of the different chapters. I know you're right, Lee, that the Indianapolis chapter donates, your chapter donates. I'm not sure of any other chapters around the state of affiliate donates. However, if you want to, it could be done. No question about it. So we would encourage you guys to do it.
One quick thing I didn't mention, this is actually the most important thing, is that the virtual PAC table is going to have contests and drawings. So the big one, which has been, I assume this is still happening because Labar put out in his email and hasn't announced it in a general session yet, but there will be a drawing for a $250 gift card. And that will go to anyone. You will be entered into that pool if you either increased your pledge or started a new pledge. So if you were really clever, you could start a new pledge today as a new time donor and then increase your pledge and you could get your name in the hat twice. All right, that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Excellent, Chris. Good job as a new PAC chair. I appreciate your work on it. You've been very diligent, and that's an excellent report. I think we're going to see good things from Indiana and our new PAC plan chair.
That's right. I might be calling people for PAC donations, too.
I like it. I can say that our affiliate does... is on PAC, and Mike is not here to give us the amount that but we'll take a look at it at the board meeting. We might not be able to get to the virtual PAC table this time around, but we'll see after the convention. You can always join PAC too. You know, it doesn't have to be at the convention. You can join whenever and wherever you feel like your monetary finances have been okay, and you want to pledge something to our organization, a little as $5, and the sky is the limit as however much you want to donate. Quick PAC trivia question for you guys. Chris did an excellent report. Let me see, and Jean cannot answer this.
I'm not.
let me see if anybody on this call knows when the PAC, I know you guys know that it was started in 76, but who started the PAC plan? I need to know who started the PAC plan.
Can I start again?
No, it was an individual. Who started the PAC plan? Not the state. It was an individual. Okay, and just say your name, please. Who's trying to answer?
Jones. Was it Jim Omvig?
No, but that's a good guess.
Mr. President, Ms. Ham.
Okay,
I don't need to try to get
it. Got it there. Pam.
Tom Stevens.
No. Tom started the association plan, Pam. Tom started the association. Well, he worked on it real hard.
Okay, I guess I just go back too far.
And it's pretty far back. It's 76 when it got started. Who?
Well, I think Lee knows the answer.
Wait a minute. Who was the individual that went to our president and said, we need to do this? Who was he?
I don't know his name, but I know he was out of Mississippi. And I know he was an African American. But I can't think of his name.
Boy, you giving all kind of good
clues. You giving all kind of clues.
I give him the clues. I just can't think of the name.
Mr. President. Enrique was trying to get on.
Those clues, I guess I'm really clueless then.
Oh.
Same.
Anybody else,
Tammy,
real quick?
Tammy Hollingsworth. I'm probably way off, but I'm using Lee's clues. Could it have been Anil Lewis?
No.
He wasn't around in 76.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't think so, but I thought he was.
Who?
Sarah Myers.
Oh, Sarah. Go, Sarah. Okay. Young member. Go, Sarah. Yes. Get it right, Sarah.
Based on the clues, I honestly don't know if he's African American or not, but I know he's from Mississippi. At least I think he is. Sam Gleese?
Oh, no, but that was good. And he was in Sam's affiliate.
Okay. Getting closer.
Good job. Yeah. All right. Who said it? I'll let Gene tell you guys. Who was it, Jeannie?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you guys. It was a guy by the name that you probably never heard of. Lee has, Pam has when I say it, though, but E.U. Parker started the PAC plan. He was on the board of directors out of Mississippi. He was an insurance man, and he came to Dr. Jernigan, and he told Dr. Jernigan, we need to start this pre-authorized plan. And so Dr. Jernigan thought it was a good idea, and they instituted it. So that's where the PAC plan came from, E.U. Parker. Okay? If anybody ever asked you that, now you know.
Make sure you don't say it too quick. It'll sound like E.U. Parker.
And I know who this, I know Pam and all of them guys will get this. What was the original name of the PAC plan? I don't want you to answer.
I'm not
going to
answer.
What was the original name of the PAC plan? It is right now named Pre-Authorized Contribution Plan. What was the original name?
I know, Ron.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Let's see if any of these other folks.
Yes, I'll let other people guess. I will say one.
Okay.
Oh.
Sarah Meyer.
Don't.
Sarah.
Oh, is it, I feel like I'm, is it the planned annual contribution plan?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not it. Anybody else? No.
I just want to say this was not part of my onboarding to be the PAC chair.
But that's okay, AK, because you know what, Chris? You're going to be way ahead of those other new PAC chairs.
That's right.
Anybody real quick, and then we'll get off this subject. Anybody. All right, I'll let Pam answer. Go, Pam.
I think Tammy had...
Oh, Tammy? Okay, Tammy. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Tammy.
Susan Jones.
Susan. I'm sorry. Go, Susan.
It's the pre-authorized check plan.
That's what it was named, the pre-authorized check plan. Yes, they only took it out of your checking account, and you only could write a check back in the day. You remember that, Susan and Pam and all you guys?
Yeah. You had to rush to the back of the room with your check.
You had to rush to the back of the room with your checkbook. That's correct.
I believe it. I think I've probably been in it that long. So,
Pre-authorized contribution plan now, so they can take it any way you give it. So, all right, guys, thank you for that. Okay, let's move on to talk about anything else you guys want to bring up before we let you go and get ready for this afternoon's session. Is there any questions or comments that you have for the Indiana affiliate?
Mr. President, Joe. How do I get to the exhibit hall and the pack table?
It's in the, let me ask Chris. Chris, do you know the Zoom link for the virtual pack table? And if you don't, it's okay. It should be in the agenda, though.
I don't have the link. No, but okay. I would say if you're looking to, are you looking to pledge, Joey?
Yeah.
Just get on that website. It'll work out great for you. And then that phone number, if you have trouble again, is 1-877-632. I can text it to you. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you the website first. The website is nfb.org/PAC, and the phone number is 1-877-632-2722. Okay.
Could you please put link on the Indiana website, please?
Let me post that out there.
On the donation link or something? Or,
yeah. That's right. I'll get it all out there.
Yeah. All right.
And also, if anybody has the agenda that has like the exhibit hall and stuff, could somebody please repost that? Because I don't have it.
Okay.
Also,
all right, guys. Any question? Other questions?
Yes. Question. The Jernigan, $20 that you, I think that's due. Okay.
Yeah, we hear you, Lee.
I'm trying to, because all I'm getting in my ear is Michael Loft. Okay. So
your voice. We hear you fine, Lee. We hear you fine, but I'm not sure what you're hearing.
Pull this off because that's all I'm getting is Michael Loft host. Okay. What I need to know, when is it? I know the Jernigan Fund is due tomorrow. Is that correct, Gene? Do you know about that?
Yeah.
And how would you go about sending that money in, the $20?
All the money is usually turned in at 12 noon. On Saturday. So I'm thinking that the hours are still the same.
Okay, so okay, I guess you go online you and get that information.
That's for the 20, if you want to donate $20 or you, that makes you eligible for that Jernigan ticket where you get the free convention and usually it's $1,000 cash. The airfare for two and hotel accommodations for two.
Okay. So you can go to the Jernigan table, virtual Jernigan table, and it's due tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you want to pay $20, you can do that and have an opportunity to win the Jernigan Fun trip, which would be next year's convention, mm-hmm. which will all be held in New Orleans. If you guys haven't heard that yet, it'll be in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's going to be on the dates of July 6th through the 11th, of next year, 2021, hopefully, and it's an in-person convention so far. That may change, but so far.
Mr. President?
Yep.
It's Chris Hollingsworth.
Hey, Chris.
While we were sitting here, I called up and quickly reviewed all the resolutions.
Excellent.
I don't see anything in here that's really controversial. There's 29 resolutions this year, so there's a lot of them. The mass majority of them have to do with technology being accessible in one form or another. There's resolutions about making some apps accessible. There's a couple about making video streaming services like HBO and HBO Max accessible. There's one that commends Netflix for how well they've done. Like I said, there's nothing really controversial. There's a couple of important ones. There's one calling for all the states that have allowed sheltered workshops and places that hire blind individuals and have them to where they're not eligible for unemployment insurance. There's a call for all the states that have that to make those to make them eligible for unemployment so that when they get shut down like they are now, those individuals can still collect unemployment. And there's one about calling for private agencies that serve the blind to include blind individuals in their leadership roles because blind individuals know more about blind individuals than sighted individuals. So there's a couple of really good ones. I mean, they're all really good. I didn't find anything real controversial, but there's 29 of them. So, if you get a chance, read through them. But I think they're all worth supporting.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad you was going to give that report. I appreciate that. Also, guys, there he's right. There's 29 of them, and none of them got turned down, by the way. And so there are some really good ones. One person from our affiliate, but now is in California, Fasandra Howard, spoke on the one for Amazon. And she actually, this is a really good one, too, for you guys that work in factories and things of that nature. The Amazon was hiring the blind, and they still are, but one thing when they get there, they're saying that they can't, you're blind, you know, you can't work here. We'll put you over to our disability liaison, and they don't really have a disability liaison. And so the person comes in and tells the blind person, you guys go home today, and we'll figure out when we get our warehouse suitable for you to work in and find some jobs that you can do, then we'll call you back. And they never called them back. So that's been going on. So the Federation is passed a resolution, or will pass a resolution tomorrow, condemning and deploring this behavior, because and getting on Amazon and places like that about giving blind people the jobs and then actually pulling back on them. So that one stood out to me a lot. But anyway, like Chris said, there's nothing more controversial than that, and especially the one about blind guys that work in shelter workshops. When they get laid off, they are not eligible for unemployment. I think that's a total travesty, and we all got up in arms about that one. It was because you can do again, it goes back to real work. You do all of this work, and you get a real wage now, but then when you get laid off, you can't get unemployment because they're saying it's not real work. It's simulated work, so you can't get unemployment. So that's a big one. We're going to really have to tackle that one.
That's really petty on the sheltered workshops parts, because it really doesn't cost that much money to pay for unemployment insurance for your employees. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Hi, this is Misty Kaczynski from Bloomfield. I came in earlier. Some of you may have already heard my brief introduction, but for those who haven't, I'm from Bloomfield, Indiana, Greene County, close to Linton, for those of you who know that where that is. And I have been scouting out, as it were, both major organizations this year, doing both conventions, and I'm strongly leaning toward joining you guys. So I guess one of my first questions is there any chapter in, it seems like South Central Indiana is very much underrepresented, and if not, like, how would I go about joining? And my second question, if you guys know about this, I know you said you talked about it later in the board meeting, but where accessible voting absentee stands in Indiana as well. I'll mute now so you don't have to hear my birds. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. First of all, Misty, I want to thank you for being on the call, and I want to say to you that we will welcome you with open arms to come into our organization, and we hope that you will. I don't know if you were listening, but Tammy Hollingsworth gave her information. If Tammy will unmute real quick while I make this last thought, and she can give you her phone number again, and you can call her, and then we can get you set up with joining our organization, and she can tell you if there's a chapter in your area. I'm not sure if you said Bloomington or Bloomingdale. I'm not sure what you said.
It's at Bloomfield. Yeah, Bloomfield. Yeah.
Oh, Bloomfield. Okay.
As far as the voting goes, Misty, if you look through the resolutions, there's a couple of resolutions about accessible voting and electronic balloting that are really good to read. There's one that condemns the media for the way that they portray electronic balloting as an inferior means of voting. So if you're interested in that, read some of those resolutions. And I know that's been a topic of discussion at a couple different seminars through the convention. So,
Mr. President, this is.
Yeah, go ahead, Tammy. I'll go ahead and let you give that, and then I'll give her the information on accessible voting here.
Okay. I had my hand. Well, I didn't have my hand raised. I was unmuted to ask a question or give some information as well. So, Misty, for you, my phone number is 317-691-1287. And if you get in touch with me, you can text or call. we can talk with you about helping to develop a chapter in your area or in your part of the state. It is very underrepresented, but if you're interested and motivated, maybe you can help with that. The other piece of information I wanted to share is for Joe and others who may not know this, there is an app that you can download, and I'm not sure...
Crowd Compass.
Thank you. It's a Crowd Compass. If you download that, and there is an email, which I'd be happy to send back out to the listserv, that tells you the password is NFB202020. To get into it, and you can find our event, and everything is very clear on that app. You can develop your own schedule and everything. You go straight into the Zoom calls. It's really very easy to use. So if you need that and you've got my phone number, you can always text me. I can send you the link to the app, but I'm happy to send it back out to the listserv as well.
Excellent. Okay, and real quick to answer your other question about accessible voting here in Indiana. We have been working with the other groups, the ACB, as well as Disability Rights. And about a year or so ago, our national office sent every Secretary of State's office a letter saying that we need accessible voting for this year's election and that they need to be working on it or they probably are going to be sued by us. So the other thing is, so all of the disability groups got together here in Indiana and we put together a letter. I was with the president of ACB and Pam, the vice president. We sat down with this group and the disability rights group and we hammered out a letter it was a joint letter that we sent to the Secretary of State's office. This was prior to the convention starting. We have not heard back yet from the Secretary of State's office as to how they're going to address our letter. And so what we're doing is waiting on to hear back from them. I will post that letter. I posted it once, but I will post it again on our listserv. And I know you're not on it, but yes, Indiana is working on it along with the other states on accessible voting. And we're just waiting to hear back from our Secretary of State's office. If we don't hear back from them after convention, we are going to address them again. And also our national legal team is addressing them as well. So that's where we are with accessible voting here in Indiana.
Mr. President, this is Michael Loft.
Mike.
Christopher Byer.
And Chris. Mike first.
Okay. I don't know if this has changed with COVID, but on one of Lee's interviews on his Newsline TV show, he had the guy on from Marion County, and I know at least there, they would actually come to your home with the one representative from each party and an accessible voting machine, and you could vote within your home.
Yeah, and we haven't had a position on that. The only thing we really cared about is the privacy aspect of voting that way, and we were trying to actually get it to vote electronically via the computer. And one of the reasons I'll tell you guys is this, is that a lot of times when they come and they take your vote and you know, they fill it out for you, what have you, they're supposed to put it in the mail and stuff. Well, we got a report over this week that a lot of the mail was being thrown away. A lot of people that mail in your ballots were being just discarded and things of that nature. So it's still kind of going from your hands to their hands, and then we don't know where it goes from there. That was one of the things that was brought up this week. So, you know, we're not telling them what position to take on accessible voting, but we are telling them that we need it to be, one, private and to be totally accessible to us as blind voters. Let's see, Chris?
Yes, sir. Well, it was, first of all, I wanted to get the name. What was the speaker's name? Who briefly spoke?
It was Misty
Kinzinski. Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Misty, cool. Good to meet you, and welcome. And
thanks.
I really hope you join.
Definitely. Considering.
I am on the chapter development committee, so with Tammy and a few others. So we might work together.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to address the accessible voting. Chris? I can give you my phone number.
You know, actually, really, really quick, if I may, do you guys have, like, for instance, a website where I can just get all this contact information, look at it myself, and copy it down sort of at my own leisure? I don't know if you guys have a website for the Indiana.
Yeah, we have an Indiana website. Okay. Mike, you want to go ahead and give her the info?
Yeah, hi, Misty.
Feel free to give it here as well, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
It is nfb-in.org.
Okay. Simple enough. Awesome. Thanks.
Great. Glad you could join us. Any other questions? Go ahead.
I was going to say, Christopher, I still wanted to finish here. The accessible voting thing is actually a really interesting topic that I did take some notes on. I sat through about 2 hours of that discussion yesterday at the Blind Lawyers. So if anybody is interested in that, I'd be happy to talk afterward based on the notes I took. It sounds like there are, I'm not sure how many states, but there are a dozen or more states that are now under what sounds like close to litigation. So the NFB is really taking it on. And one of the issues that I was also going to mention was the issue of when you print, there are some issues with the ballot where you have to print out the ballot. So it has to be somebody has to actually own a printer, and the signature then has to be on the right spot on the paper, which a blind person isn't necessarily going to sign on the line every time. And there are ballots that are thrown out when they're not signed correctly. There are also, I could go on, but I didn't want to take too much more time. It's just, it's a fascinating issue.
We'll talk about it at the state board meeting, you guys. Too. So make sure that you guys are on the state board meeting call.
Lee.
Anybody else?
Lee.
Mr. President, this is Diane.
Okay, I'm going to let some of the new people talk real quick, and then I'll call on you, Lee, in a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Di?
I just wondered, and I sincerely apologize if this was already done. I had to step off for a few minutes and take a work-related call. But I'm wondering if it would be helpful to actually share the, I know people have shared their phone numbers, but to share the subscription information to the Indiana Listserv so that people can just subscribe if they want to do that today.
Subscribe to what, Di?
To the Indiana, the NFB of Indiana Listserv.
Oh, yeah. I believe it has been shared. Tony talked about it earlier, Di, but and he gave his information that all new people who wants to join, he would give them, you know, they would call him, he'd give them an invitation to join our listserv. So it has been shared. But again, I think Mike brought it up, and it's a good point. All of our contact information is on our website. And everything that you know want to know about the Indiana affiliate is up there. And so please, guys, just look at the website, nfb-in.org. And you can go on our website and get all the information you need for the Indiana affiliate. And Lee, I believe, was next.
Yes, I do have a list of the states that have already passed that law for voting. So I put that on the state listserv. And
yeah,
also,
put it out there, yeah.
Okay, and also, and then also with the NFB Newsline, if you having problems accessing it via the web, you can go by phone and access the convention that way by going to the main menu, pressing 5, press 5 again, then press 2, and that'll get you to the convention. So,
Lee, can you please repost that list of the states that have, I believe you posted it last week, but repost it, please. And so people can read up on the states that have passed accessible voting.
Yes.
I'd appreciate it.
Daniel. Hey, I'm with the Indianapolis chapter, and I just wanted to reach out to all the other chapters. I run the Indiana Blind Hockey Program, and while we're meeting virtually, it'd be awesome if we had a chance to join in on your Zoom call and kind of share about blind hockey, what we're doing, our season's getting ready to start, hopefully end of September, beginning of October. And actually, this year is pretty exciting because we are hosting the first ever Midwest blind hockey event, where we're going to get the surrounding Midwest teams to come to Indianapolis to play in a weekend tournament. So we'd love to share more information about blind hockey if any of the chapters are interested in that.
Excellent. Any other business? Anybody else got anything to say?
Where's the after party happening?
Yeah, really.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jane.
I know that I'm going to talk about this at the board meeting, but I wanted to say for those of you who attend our Labor of Love Ball, it is not happening this year, but I have spoke to the owner of the place where we had it before, and so we will be able to have it next year. And just so that you know, I will be looking to get that building, secure that date on a Friday, possibly in August. August or September is when it would be, and I'm really hoping for August because I don't want to do it too close to convention. But for those of you who know of businesses that will give us prizes or auction items, please contact them, start working on it. I'm going to be working on it and hopefully make this the biggest and best that we've had. So we've got a whole year to work on this. So just wanted you all to know that. And we will be selling tickets for it, invite family, friends, strangers. and just keep a list of people who say that they're interested in coming, and hopefully we'll have a really, really nice turnout and enjoy ourselves.
Anybody else? Any announcements? Anything? Anybody?
Sarah. Hey, I have two questions. Number one is, I thought I heard that we had a scholarship list from Indiana this year, and I didn't know on the call or if there, you know, if there's anything you wanted to say about her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah. And I hope Maria, I don't know if Maria Villanetta is on the call. But anyway, she is our scholarship finalist for this year from Indiana. Yay, we have another one. And so actually, you guys, Sarah was a scholarship winner too, and her sister Tabia. So we had a back-to-back trifecta there here. And all we need now is Chris. And then we'll have a family affair. Now
I'm waiting. I'm taking my time.
Waiting? Okay. Anyway, Maria is from Merrillville, Indiana, that up northern Indiana, and she did really great. Her major is orientation and mobility. She wants to become an instructor. After she leaves school, she's going down to Louisiana to do her immersion training. And then from there, she's going into the tech program. So we're really excited about her, and she should be joining us. I was hoping she would be able to be on the call, but they may have had other scholarship duties for them this afternoon. So anyway, I would like all of you guys to get to know her, and we'll put her information out as well to the listserv, and you guys can welcome her into the affiliate. Okay? Anybody else?
Hey, Ron.
Yep. Hello.
Corey. It's Corey.
Oh, Corey?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on a second, please. I just want to let everybody know that I did get a chance to listen to the seminar that was on the voting thing, and I do have the guy's email if you have any questions about the accessible voting. There are two versions of it, but I do agree with Chris that the mail-in ballots are going to be a little bit trickier because you're handing it off to somebody and they can change your selection. But I do have the guy's email address in case we need to email him for any other questions. So, and hi, Misty, it's Corey. So,
well, again, I want to
hi from ISBBI. Sorry.
Again, I want to let you guys know that we have we are not backing the mail-in ballots at all. We're backing the electronic ballots, and so our letter to the Secretary of State's office reflects that. And it's not just from the Federation, but it's a coalition from ACB, NFB, and Disability Rights. So we all agreed on it. We didn't think that was the best way to go, and we thought privacy was a mainstay in this election. And so I'll post that again to the list, and you guys, we're going to need you if we have to. If we pursue the lawsuit from national headquarters, all we need is the green light. We'll go with it, and we're going to go down there and probably march around the Secretary of State's office and all that good stuff and chain ourselves to the building and all that good stuff. And you just guys are going to have a lot of fun. So there you go.
Mr. President.
Who is this?
Sarah Meyer.
Sarah.
Sorry. I'm laughing at ourselves. Yeah.
What did you say, Sarah?
I'm here for it.
You're here for it?
Okay. I'm here for it. My question is, so I believe you are our voting delegate. If any of us do have concerns about any of the resolutions or voting or anything like that, how is the best way for us to communicate that to you? Especially because usually when we're in person, we kind of huddle and, you know, have a chance to say like yes or no, yay or nay or whatever.
Yeah, excellent question, Sarah. Excellent question. That was the one thing I meant to talk about and didn't. I am the voting delegate for the state of Indiana. We will have to vote on every resolution that comes up. If you guys have a burning desire from the Indiana delegation to resist on one of the resolutions when you're listening in, please text or email me. And you guys have my text and my phone number is 317-213-7031. 317-213-7031. I can receive text and or you can send me an email. And I will take a look at it. If we get a majority of our members wanting to dispute something, please let me know. And I'll vote it up or I'll vote it down based on you guys' input. Great question, Sarah, and thank you for prompting me on that one.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, it's Pam.
Yep, Pam.
Can we just kind of talk about it now? Because while we're all together, maybe it would make it a lot easier. Or have you guys already
Absolutely.
Done it?
I was
just thinking there really wasn't a whole lot. Usually there's always one that everybody wants to fight about. And this time I didn't see any. So I was kind of shocked. I kept waiting and waiting and it wasn't there this year. I think they're all pretty easy. Absolutely yeah. need to do all of them. But if somebody has a problem with one, we ought to try to at least kind of talk it out now, maybe, if we can.
Excellent.
We have enough time.
We have the time. Yes, we do. We have the time. And it's an excellent point, Pam. If you guys have one that you're thinking about in particular right now, please bring it up and we can talk about it right now. That's a good point. I can tell you, I stayed on that call and Pam and all of us were on that call from late in the evening until it ended, and all of them were pretty much no-brainers. The ones that Chris brought up was very good, especially about the unemployment, especially about the Amazon. But the rest of them were, you know, giving accommodations to Netflix and things like that, saying how we appreciate them, you know, becoming accessible to us and stuff. But anybody that have read through them or heard any of them that you want to talk about, let's do it.
This is Michael Loff. I saw one asking, I guess, Congress to try to amend the Social Security so that people whose back pay exceeds 12 months, that they can't be asked to pay that money back unless they willfully, knowingly. But I'm just curious how successful, because I know for years I've been working to try to make changes with Social Security. So is that, I know how viable those are.
Yeah, it passed the resolutions committee that we're going to make a concerted effort to make sure that Social Security honored our resolution and that, again, and let me say, these are policy statements from our organization, but does that mean that the entity is going to take it up and change? Probably not. But again, that's why we say we put them out there and we say, if you don't honor our resolutions, we're going to bring the wrath of the organization down on you. We're going to also, just like accessible voting, if we're not allowed to vote privately and accessibly, then we're gonna have a major problem with it from our top of our organization to the bottom of our organization. And so same thing with Social Security. I can tell you that Jim Gasho was instrumental in writing a lot of the Social Security rules. And for those of you who are new and don't know, the blind receives more money from other disability groups simply because we worked on it a long time and we got it put in place where the blind could receive, you know, this amount of money. And we were all tied to the seniors back then. So when the seniors got a raise, we got a raise. Now, they delinked us. I believe that was in 2011 or 12, 10 maybe, and they delinked us with the seniors, and so we don't get the same rate. They took their cap off. Seniors can make as much money as they want right now and still get their disability checks, and it won't be affected. If we had still been linked with the seniors, guess what? The sky would have been the limit for people that are blind, because we were linked right with them, and when they took the cap off seniors, that meant that they would have took the cap off the blind, and we could make a whole lot of money. But nevertheless, we still can make a substantial amount of money without our checks being affected. Now, the other thing is, when you, this resolution though speaks to when you get Social Security or trying to get Social Security, or they say that we gave you the money, you didn't pay us back, and they didn't send it to you in an accessible form, or they didn't you didn't know you had to pay this money back. And so we feel like that's an issue. You know, you don't send it to us in an accessible format, and we don't know that we owe this money back to you. So we don't feel like we should have to pay it. So the resolution is really in favor of us and the blind working with Social Security, but however, if they don't want to work with us, then we'll do what we have to do in order to get this thing passed. Anybody else got any
Ron,
other? Yeah.
Ron and Score. Hey, you guys. There's one of them that was on the list that, if you guys didn't know that, I am an amateur radio operator for the last X amount of years, and one of them was making the online magazine accessible. Right now, it's not accessible. You could do it off of Bard, but it's not accessible. Basically, it's a monthly magazine that comes out every month, and it is not accessible whatsoever. So basically, that is kind of my favorite one that is on the list. You did say that some of them were more of accommodations, which is, that's what it is. But that's one in particular. I'm not saying all of them are not my favorite. I'm just saying that's more of one that I would personally, you know, go for. But apparently it did pass in general. But yeah, that is the one that I would like to see passed. Not just for the state of Indiana, throughout the country and throughout the world. It's actually a third-party magazine. The ARRL, which is American Radio Relay League, they third-party this out, and that's the big issue, that they're third-party stuff out, and they don't have authority to change it. Once it's printed. So I just want to put my two cents in for it, but I am really, really, really want this resolution be passed.
I think that it didn't have any opposition, Corey, and I think it'll be passed. That's
cool.
For sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can't vote for all the other 52 affiliates, but I feel like,
right, exactly. But yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, sure. My two cents for it. You know.
Got a lot of ham radio operators around the country, and I didn't know that.
Oh yes,
actually. I thought it went out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Board, but
oh yeah.
People still.
Oh yeah.
It.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Yep.
Anybody else got anything on resolutions? Anybody else? They all were pretty self-explanatory. And I was surprised that none of them didn't get knocked out, but they passed them all. So we'll be going and reviewing all of them. Well, okay, guys, if you don't have any other questions, I want to ask one more time. Do anybody have any questions? We do have our meeting this afternoon, general session. So the presidential report. I want to tell Misty and the rest of the new people, the presidential report is one of the highlights of the convention, along with the banquet speech. But the presidential report is up first this afternoon, and it's going to be fantastic. So you guys tune in to that for sure. And if there's no further business, I think we can let you guys go and get ready for it. Any other business? It's good to hear from a lot of you guys, Sarah and Daniel and Tobias.
Yes.
Good to hear from all of you guys that I haven't heard from in a while. And And our newest federation is Little Daniel. And so I want to thank you guys for participating on our caucus call. And I will put the information out when the state board meeting is. And we'll see you guys there on a virtual Zoom call. Good night. Good day. Have a good day afternoon.
So good to you all.
All righty.
Thank you, Ron.
Good to hear you.
Take care, guys. Thank you.